You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, still all over the radio today. Pulling a double shift. I was on earlier today on the National Intel Report, John Stadmiller Show. I suppose John was feeling well today and wanted me to host, so that's what I did. And, you know, I'm not a selfish guy.
That's awesome.
A wonderful opportunity like that. I want to share with other hosts, just so everybody can have a chance to be heard, because, you know, it's such a wonderful time slot, and there are other people I like to promote and get the word out there, because, you know, we're a team. We like to get everybody promoted. So, yes, as you probably heard just now, that was my co-host, Will Terabit from The Man Truth. Hey, Will.
Yeah, B. Don't forget us little guys over here. No, and that's awesome, man. I was just saying behind the scenes here how you're super smart, but you're super humble. You do always put other people on. You literally do that. You're not obvious. I mean, if this was like a murder mystery, all your motivation seems to revolution. It doesn't seem to money, fame, none of that stuff. But judging by your actions and your words and your deeds, you're all about this, man. And I was telling people again yesterday, I'm like, this guy is like one of my best friends that I have in this. I never met this dude in real life. I'm hoping to. Hopefully, Mikey, I'll be able to see you sooner than later, too, Mikey, back there. I'm working on concocting a plan. But, you know, even in this line of work, if you will, you meet some crazy characters. And, you know, you'd expect that the people you meet in this realm, they're going to treat you better and be nicer than the average normie. But, unfortunately, that's not the case, so. Yeah, I'm glad to see that you're doing dope big things and you're taking us little guys with you, V.
Well, you know, I think I truly made it because I got my first troll today.
Your first?
My first.
That's impossible. You've got
my
to have
first.
To. Okay.
Seriously.
We've had trolls on this show before too.
No. Okay, we had a guy gaslight us, but no. This guy was flat out troll. Guys, prepare yourselves. You know what he said about me? He said that I am the worst. Oh.
You're the worst.
Well, yeah, I was like, okay, you know,
let
that's
me
like,
guess, oh, for Joe Biden, targeted individuals enough.
No. Well, it was not. He was Australian, so Okay, I'm thinking that's like it's like a Dear John letter, you know, just like that's like opening a letter, you know, dear whoever, and then you gotta spew your rat on them. So I'm waiting, you know, like, okay, so how am I the worst? Come on, yeah. So you're agreeing with me? You're the worst? I'm like,
oh. What was he saying? He's so bad. What did he say?
But nothing.
He couldn't say anything concrete.
Just you're the worst. Oh, and your co-host Will Turbot, he's the best. Well, okay, well, you know, that's awesome. But get the trash me or get going. Come on.
My girlfriend feels like I don't have a large enough part in the show, so we created a fake profile to call in to make my profile a little bigger. So that was my ego, and I apologize for that. Will should be the host.
Well, seriously, it's like I was hoping he was going to trash me, you know, make it funny, something. But you know, you're the worst. Okay.
It'd be cool if, like, the callers could trash us and say stuff, and then we'll turn it into an intro. You know what I'm saying? Will Turbot is the biggest piece of beef. V never talks about Joe Biden. He never talks about targeted interviews. You guys are terrible.
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know. Let me
say one thing before we start this show.
Okay, go ahead.
F the FBI, F the CIA, F Joe Biden's pedophile ass, F the NSA, F the Federal Reserve. I mean, I can go on and on, but I just want to make sure that every show, and I'm sure we'll get into it more, but just to, that way we're gaslight proof here. I'll think of more during the break.
Well, you know, I had Luca on earlier, and Luca had mentioned that he's seen something on Fox News that was like literally on the same time we were on, and it was about, I don't know, gun control, the gun control czar, and I'm not finding anything that's up on YouTube yet. Well, maybe hasn't made its way there to YouTube.
Well, I don't know if you know about this, but I don't know what time they were speaking, but we have a 48 go from CNN. I haven't even got a chance. I just literally popped open Google News. I didn't really, usually every day I go through, you know, every news outlet. I didn't do that today. I was traveling. And then I came back over here and watching some documentary about cults and Jehovah's Witness and stuff like that. And I just popped it open, and we've got another mass shooter. Another in San Jose. So I wonder if there's a relation between the gun czar speaking and in that yet another one of your predictions.
Yes. The Democrats are going to ride this hard. They're going to keep getting the feds to create these false flag shooters because they're all target individuals, like I promise you. They're all target individuals just like me. And let me... let me put some to perspective for you guys. I have been sanctioned here. I've got to talk to the Ministry of Intelligence here and threaten to put my foot up their asses today. But I've been sanctioned. I have, you know how I've been telling you guys that my mail doesn't get to me, my imports don't get to me, there's always some extenuating circumstance that stops my deliveries, my mail, whether, you know, my mail shows up open, things like that, or shows up broken, or if I'm ordering electronics, you know, yeah, when I was there in the United States, ordering computers or computer parts, hardware, you know, just anything of that nature showed up to me broken. Keys broken on laptops, you know, just anything that can make a device unusable. And you know, you're going to void the warranty if you fix something yourself, right? So I stopped buying things through the mail, period. I used to get things off of Newegg.com all the time. All the time. Used to get things off of eBay all the time. Never had an issue until I became a targeted individual. Now, after so much of the tampering of my mail, I just started buying things off the shelf. Started buying electronics off the shelf, and boom, that problem went away, right? Well, the thing about living here in Poland, these computer stores, they are stocked with all the wrong stuff. Let's put it that way. And things that you would think are simple and not exactly expensive components, not expensive devices, but, you know, modern enough, you would think you can go into any computer store and get certain things, but that's just simply not the case here. If it isn't, you know, a 1 terabyte spinning disk hard drive that they're trying to sell for $100, or you know, just outdated sort of antiquated sort of useless for things, and I mean, they'll have some top of the line new stuff out there, but I'm sort of that mid-range guy. There's the stuff that I need that I you know, it's got to be practical. Stuff I got to be able to use on the move, and it's got to be cheap, replaceable. You know, so I'm right there in that middle wheelhouse, and there's nothing you can buy on the shelves here. Is that middle, that middle area? So, thank goodness for Amazon, right? Well, because we had this knockoff service called Allegro. Yeah, none of my cameras that I bought showed up. Whatever show up. it's ridiculous how easy it is just for them to steal. Oh, well, we don't guarantee anything. That's between you and the seller. Oh, well, okay. So, that's fine. All right. So, their business is on a great decline right now anyway, since Amazon showed up in the town. All right. So, first time I'm ordering stuff off of Amazon, right? Well, actually, let me step back. I did order some the second time, but the first time, okay, stuff showed up. That's great. I had to literally go downstairs and test my the panel, the intercom, because someone took off the panel and sliced open the wires, right? So the intercom wasn't working. No one could call up to my place. All right, put a camera out onto the balcony, and I've been recording the balcony ever since. From the balcony, my front door downstairs. So, yeah. So now that I'm doing that, and getting counter surveillance, well, customs is just, these feds are just saying, screw it. We're going to hold these packages at customs then. I have apology emails and notices from Amazon.com that I've never seen before. Oh, you paid for express mail. It should have been there, but it's not. We apologize. You know, here I am 3 days later, as the tracking number still says it's sitting at customs. So I'm, I know these feds are hating me right now, and you know, thank God for at least a tracking number. because now I know whose ass I need to insert my foot into. Thank God for that. That's been an improvement in my situation. Because I'm gonna get wild. I'm gonna get buck wild today, guys. I know. So, guys, it's no fun being a targeted individual, I'll tell you. But if you're someone like me who is intelligent and likes confrontation, well, you know, you can always join my efforts and definitely watch my methods, because I want to teach the whole world how to deal with these a-holes. Okay? They have all these little methods to push everybody over the limits, to try to screw with somebody, but I'm going to expose every bit of it. It's going to be done right here on the air, or right on my TV show, or right on my documentaries. And it's going to be exposed in the courtroom as well. I think I got the last little bit that I need for my mail situation. I'm going to get everything reported so I can get into the courtrooms. And that's the last place these people want to see me. I'll tell you that, especially with my media. But I think I got it today, guys. So be looking for that information here into the future. I was once again looking for this information. I'm being cuckled here because, yeah, I want to expand. I want to be able to get this information out more efficiently. But more importantly, this information here, they're tightening the ropes around my neck because I want to talk about gun control. Simple fact that I want to stop. I'm reaching out to people. I'm reaching out to organizations. I'm reaching out to gun clubs. I'm reaching out to civil rights groups on this issue of gun control. Someone that I did reach out to, and someone who got back to me promptly, was Dan Sutterfield. He's actually one of our advertisers here on the air. What an amazing guy. I want to go ahead and skip commercial break, because I know I've been ranting with my update, and get him on to the air. Dome Dan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Can you hear me all right? Yes, sir. Dan Sutterfield, everyone, from Front Sight. Amazing. Glad to have you on.
Just adjustment. I don't work for Front Sight, but I am a member there.
No, I said from. So, I mean, I don't
know. Okay, that's fine. I don't work for him, though. I didn't want somebody to misconstrue that.
Okay. Well, you are a representative of some type.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think everyone should be involved with something like this. Can you go ahead and give us the rundown of your relationship with them and who you are and why you got involved with them?
Sure. Actually, I stumbled on an ad, and I don't remember where. It would have been about 2006, and it really intrigued me, and I got on the Internet. They do have a wonderful website, frontsight.com. And I got to reading about it, and they started sending me emails. And I followed them for about 3 years, and they finally made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. You can't just go there and sight in your gun. You've either got to be a member, or you've got to have a certificate that you pick up in various places for maybe a two-day class. And he will introduce you that way for free. But to come there and just walk in and say, "Hey, I'd like to sight in my gun," or try, you can't do that. You've got to go through a background check. It's quite extensive, and you just can't walk in off the street and use their facility. He won't put up with that. That doesn't fit their liability insurance plan or anything. So anyway, in 2009, I joined them, became a member, and then it took me a few years, and I went out there. And over the years, Dr. Piazza, the guy that owns the place, he doesn't go to the banks very often for money. He makes deals with his members, and they're usually much to the advantage of the member. And I've taken advantage of some of these investment opportunities with Frontside over the years. And they're quite lucrative, actually. You get a good return on your investment. And I accumulated quite a few memberships, lifetime memberships that I can do with as I see fit. And back in 2018, the light bulb went on. You know, every once in a while that happens. And I thought, boy, I need to help RBN. They're needing money, and I'm sitting on a lot of memberships. I wonder if I could do a fundraiser. So it took me about 2.5 months climbing the steps at Frontside, the various levels of leadership or whatever you want to call it in their organization, asking if I could do this membership fundraiser for RBN and use a membership as a thank you bonus. And finally, after 2.5 months, I went up the chain of command until I finally got to Dr. Piazza. He's the guy that owns Frontside. And he gave me a real wordy reply. I sent him a paragraph or two of how he's going to do it. And his reply was very simply, you have 90 days. That's all he said. It was a text. And I was excited. And I talked to John Stapmiller, and he said, I don't know if that'll work. And I said, I don't either. But it won't cost a whole lot to try it. Let's give it a whirl. So that first 90 days, I actually put my numbers together today. I'd never had really looked at it in my book. The first 90 days, we had 64 people donate $500 to the radio station. And
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. And of all the people that we've had donate over the years, I've never had one negative call back. And I know that's bound to happen. We're dealing with people, and people make mistakes, you know, anywhere it can be. But Frontside is run really tight, really, really professional. And it's been a rewarding experience doing this fundraiser for RBN. In fact, that fundraiser is still going on as we speak. And the radio spots, I'm sure everybody's heard them, maybe to ad nauseum or whatever they say. But
about that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm telling you to reiterate that for folks because, you know, repetition is the key. People don't remember things. I mean, even though it's good that some of the ads are there, you know, some people will tune in for the first time, and it's good for people to hear this over and over again. So the people that were hesitant, they hear it again, and hopefully we get some more people out there. And again, just briefly, thank you so much for what you've done for this radio station.
Yeah, Mr. Stapmiller says that that was one of the big shots in the arm, no pun intended, with all this crap we're dealing with. But that was a good inoculation. It kept the radio station going, he says. And I met some awfully nice people over the phone, of course. What we're offering right now is for a $500 donation to the radio station, they get a $25,000 lifetime membership with Frontside. And I've had people call me up, and there were a couple of dozen, I guess, over the years. We've been done this since 2018. And a few people were actually a little irate, and not insulting by any means, but very skeptical and irate almost. And they said, like, I'll be blunt, they said, who the hell are you? We've been looking at Frontside for years. We can't afford it. And you come along with this cockeyed scheme, you can give a $25,000 lifetime for membership for $500. And I said, I know, it sounds too good to be true. I said, call up John Stapmiller, ask him if he knows me. Call up John Moore, another host. And I know those two guys pretty well. I know Tim Spencer, too. He's a host. I said, call him up and ask him what they think of me and if this is real. I mean, I didn't make it up. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. Too good to be true. We've all been bit sooner or later. If you haven't been, you will be. There's enough scammers out there. And this is too good to be true. Go ahead.
No, I've got the medication to prove it,
Mike. I bet. So anyway, a couple of weeks later, these guys that were super skeptical, they'd call me back and say, I guess I owe you an apology. And I said, no, if you'd have cussed me out, I would have taken an apology then. But you were just skeptical, and I applaud that. I guess you did your homework. And he goes, yeah, you better sign us up. This is amazing. We need to go. And the point I try to get across to people that are maybe walking the line and going, I know how to shoot. Well, yeah, everybody that's got a gun can probably make it go bang. No argument. The problem is, if you haven't developed what they call muscle memory, then whenever the stress is going through the ceiling and the urine's running down your leg, you're probably not going to make it through a gunfight. If you haven't developed that muscle memory to carry you through that high stress, it just takes a tenth of a second to lose a gunfight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hope nobody has to use that training. But it's kind of like your spare tire. If you haven't checked the air in your spare tire at least 2 to 3 times a year, if you ever have a flat and you pull down a flat spare tire, you're still not going anywhere. And that could be dangerous. You could have a flat in bad weather, bad countryside, bad neighborhood, and you need to get it changed and go on. So
I tell you what, if you can't disassemble your M4 within a certain time period, you're doing a lot of push-ups. I can tell you that from experience. When I was in the service, you're doing a lot of push-ups. So having that memory, that know-how, just knowing your weapon, being intimate with it, being able to shell a magazine, fill it up, it's very important. Absolutely.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they'll go out to the range and they'll maybe shoot a box or two of shells and they feel good about it. Well, it's fun, no argument. But that's not enough practice to develop what they call muscle memory. If you go out and you practice and you haven't really been trained professionally, what you're doing is three things. You're wasting time, you're wasting money, and you're developing bad habits. And you don't even know they're bad habits because the pros that have studied this and made a career out of it haven't taught you the proper way to do things. And there's a number of little things that you need to be doing the right way or you're going to waste time and money. And just because you can make it go bang doesn't mean you're ready for a gunfight. I hate to say that, but it's true. So we've had really a poor response this time compared to some of the others. The first, we're in our sixth fundraiser now, which was actually an extension of the fifth fundraiser. And during the fifth fundraiser, that was from January 12th to January, February, March, April, to April 4th, 11th of April, excuse me, that was a 90-day period. We only had 7 people take advantage of this. And I'm not upset, I'm just surprised, really. I know RBN's got a lot of listeners. And if they haven't been professionally trained, they're kidding themselves if they think they're going to defend all their preparations they've made for you know, this country going to crap, which it looks like it's doing every day, even more so than I would have believed. But only 7 people in the first 90 days. And right now we're in our extension of the fifth fundraiser, so I call it the sixth. Dr. Piazza was kind enough to give us another 90 days. And that'll be over the 10th of July, midnight, and we've only had 5 people since then. And the people that have done it, they're just ecstatic. They're like, oh, my God, is this still available? I said, yeah, it's on the website. You can read all about it. And I guess a lot of people aren't reading either because it's on the website. There's a lot of information there about it, and people have to create an account. Go ahead.
You might put it up in a moment.
We're getting a commercial break right now, so people pay attention to the commercial, and we will be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, we've got our guest here. We've got Dan Sutterfield on the show tonight. And wow, if you guys could only hear us on the commercial break, yeah. We're thinking about, I don't know, create a boy band.
Pro gun.
I've
been watching into the last couple episodes. You guys have been hearing me tease the fact that I'm going to leave the Revolution forever and just start strike out on my own with my own brand new John B. version of white boy R&B. And, you know, just be inspiring me by always bringing up the little guys. I figured, you know what? I could use somebody with bass in their voice like V. You know what I'm saying? And then Mike's natural inclination and musical talents, then Mike is just singing behind the commercial break here. We're remixing stuff, guys. So stay tuned for that. I'm thinking maybe a Christmas release. definitely we're going to do a Christmas album.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Pro Gun.
That's something that they're gonna. I mean, that's something that people obviously need to realize. That's obviously a given on this channel too. And we're talking the other night too about, hey, even the liberals love guns too. You just got to frame it in a certain way. But Leah, let's get back to our guest for sure.
Yes. Before I start talking about being sex machine with the pistol dildo. But I want to talk about the fact that, yes, you know, Front Sight is a great program. They have a great website, frontsight.com. You guys should be visiting that and reading all about it. A lifetime membership, and it's inheritable, right? You can pass it down to your children, correct?
It's absolutely and definitely. You know what a beneficiary is? Everybody knows that. Somebody gets something when you die, right? If you're chosen as a beneficiary. Well, when you create your account with FrontSight, and everybody has to do that, that's the way they keep track of your classes. You do that online. Takes about 5 minutes. Anytime during the creation of your account or when you can go back to it sometime, you can pick a beneficiary. Well, obviously, they're going to get it when you pass. As long as they haven't committed a felony, they can have it. There's no transfer fees, no penalties or anything. It just goes directly to them. And let's say you go out to Front Sight one time, 10 times, 50 times, for whatever the many reasons you've decided you can't go anymore or don't want to go, whatever. There's a million reasons why you may decide not to go. There's just as many reasons as there is people. So you're done with Front Sight for whatever the reason. At that point, you can give it to somebody else. And there's nothing out of your pocket to do that. There's no charge. There's no penalties. And like I said, as long as that person hasn't committed a felony, it's a legacy that can go on forever. And that person, when they're done with their training in their lifetime, when they're just done with it for the many reasons, they can pass it on. So if you get one of these and start it, I mean, it's a legacy that can go through generations. As long as Front Sight's open, I mean, and they plan on being open as long as the country will let them, they can just keep on getting passed down and passed down. I even thought about this for a way to train church security teams. Let's say a church wanted a security team, or some kind of an organization needed a security team. They could buy two or three or four memberships and send the guys out there for, oh, every time they send them, have them take at least two classes, and send them three or four times over the course of a year. And then when they're done with all their classes, they come back to the organization and they hand their membership to two or three or four other guys that are in the organization. And then they go out the next year and take two or three or four classes, whatever they want. And they could keep passing it around through the organization and get as many people trained as they think they'd need. So that could save them a lot of money and get them some extremely good training. I've tried to pass that idea on a few times. I don't know how many people have done that, but I know
it works. Well, using it that way, that's anywhere from hundreds of thousands of dollars to a million plus worth of training potentially.
Absolutely.
For a $500 donation.
Yeah, you get a $25,000 lifetime membership. It's called a Commander Lifetime Membership. So when you go on their website, you can look up the Commander Membership. There's a whole list of perks that come with that, and they're substantial perks. One of them, right now, they're in the process of finishing their overnight facility on their 550 acres near Vegas. And once that overnight facility is completed, you get to stay for free when you go there and do your training. No charge.
Oh, man, I'm going to, like, next week. We're going to have them have to come check out the facility.
Well, now you can go there and show. They'll give you tours, I think, at 10 and 3 every day for non-members. You need to call ahead, but they'll give you a tour of the place, and it's drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, this isn't shooting behind Uncle Ted's barn. These are world-class ranges. They've got over 50 different ranges. They teach over 50 different classes. Pistol, rifle, shotgun, knife, hand-to-hand, rope, defensive driving, day training, night training, tunnel clearing. I mean, they've got over 50 different classes. They list all the classes and the course outlines on their website, and it's just absolutely phenomenal.
Everybody knows that listens to the show, they know that I'm ex-Army. I can tell you guys, looking at the material that I've seen from the website, it is military-grade training courses. No doubt about it.
And in addition to that, even though it is that quality, there is no military mindset. And I'm not saying that's always bad, but some people, that would really turn them off. In other words, there's no coarse language. There's no abuse. Nobody's kicking you in the hind end whenever they see your legs aren't laying straight when you're in the prone position. I mean, it's not a drill sergeant mentality, although some of them have got that training. They're very respectful. It's female-friendly. No coarse language. It's a real pleasure to take their training. And I think anybody, well, there's a lot of YouTubes on there of students from all different walks of life. And you know, you don't twist somebody's arm to get a YouTube. They have to agree to it, and then they pretty much tell it like it is. So you can see a lot of good reports there of people that have gone through their training and get a feel for it. Go ahead.
What's that YouTube channel for the folks listening?
YouTube channels. Well, the YouTubes are on their website. That's all I know.
Gotcha.
To Front Sight's website, and you'll see a lot of YouTubes of people explaining their experience and telling you what they think of Front Sight, you know.
Well, I want to know a little bit. I mean, we kind of went, you know, almost halfway through the show without getting into it. A little bit about your story. What got you involved in the Second Amendment, and what got you involved in, you know, really giving back and giving this gift? Because you're giving a gift of, like, it's a multi-generational gift. It's a gift of knowledge. It's a gift of self-defense. And you're also giving back to the radio station. And this radio station is one of the last few places that free speech is allowed in the damn world. As long as we don't say the seven letters that seven words George Carlin said we can't. And we regularly do anyways. You know, we can say whatever we want. So, yeah, tell us about how you got involved in all this.
Well, I didn't know anything about RBN till one day I was in our little town in south central Missouri, and I heard this real gravelly voice on the radio station. I never heard him before. He's really strange sounding. That was Alex Jones, as you can imagine. And so, my poor imitation of Alex.
that's
anyway.
It's not as bad as V. Seinfeld.
Okay, yeah.
At least I
agree.
Know what's going on.
But somebody had a bootleg little FM station in town. And I was just dialing the dial at a stoplight, and I heard this. And some of the information just blown me away, because you never hear people talk about things like that. At least 15 years ago, you didn't. I didn't. I'd never heard of it. And I traced down the radio station, and I kind of halfway knew the people. And I've been listening ever since, and then to Patriot Radio. And then John Moore was invited to come to a local community building, and for a two-hour talk, and he talked 6 hours. And out of 50 people, two got up to leave, and they apologized for interrupting. I mean, he'd take a break about every 30 minutes, a five-minute break, and everybody would stretch or use the restroom. And he was hitting it hard, and people were spellbound. And I've been listening ever since. And then I found out he was on RBN. And I didn't even know about RBN, you know, because Alex was on another network, I believe, at the time. Anyway, I've been listening ever since, and just changed my life as far as the information that I've been exposed to. And now I've got one of those little FM transmitters. And when I go around my place working, I've got a few acres. I can take a little transistor radio with earplugs, and I can keep tuned in. If I'm not doing something too noisy, I'm listening. And it's just really kind of helped me put the world in order, at least seeing what's going on. I feel like I'm getting much closer to the true story than any place else I could go. And then
with that said, do you feel as though that every American, at least every household, should have some sort of weapons, self-defense, someone defending, able to defend their home?
Well, as long as they've of the mindset that that they've got the responsibility to protect themselves and their loved ones, of course. I mean, how do you talk a drug addict or an insane person out of breaking your door down? I mean, everybody's experienced bullies in school, or seen them, or been the brunt of a bully. And there's only one way to stop a bully that I've ever seen. I've seen people beg them to stop. I've seen people bribe them to stop. That don't stop a bully. You got to use force to stop a bully. Isn't heaven, guys. This isn't heaven. This is the earth, and you know who the prince of the earth is, right?
Oh yeah,
Lucifer himself. So I mean, God will still answer prayers, but not the way He did in New Testament times. So I mean, if you want to defend the loved ones in your family, you can try prayer, and I'm not saying it won't work, but I think the bully's going to kick the door down if he thinks you got something he wants. And that could be your goods, your women, your food. It could be anything. And what are you going to do, talk him out of it? That don't seem to work. And I don't want to have to shoot somebody. I hope I never have to in my life. But I'm not going to lay down my pearls in front of swine.
Absolutely. And then other people would chime in here. Well, that's where you call the police. Well, yeah, the police will show up 15 to 20 minutes to an hour later. They'll be able to maybe clean up your body. And according to a recent study which surveyed over 50 years of police's own data, police only solve about 4% of major crimes anyway. So they go there, they can't protect you, and 96% of the major crimes, they don't solve anyway. So you have to be willing to defend yourself. And even Gandhi and Martin Luther King were staunch defenders of self-defense, including the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
You are right on. You couldn't have said it any better. And it's not like the police aren't good people. The majority of them are great people, or they wouldn't be doing that job. But
the other day, and I'll shut up after this, but there's a great meme that says, I believe in the Second Amendment because I can't carry around a cop. And it's nothing against cops, like you're saying, but you know, they're physically heavy to carry.
Well, when seconds count, the police will be there in minutes. You know, exactly. And they can only travel so fast unless you've got one sitting on your lap. I mean, you're going to have to do something for yourself. And begging somebody to quit isn't usually going to stop them.
That's not going to work. Yeah. Home invasion is a serious ordeal. I've seen the effects of home invasion. I've seen the effects of people who have had their private space violated and helpless to do anything about it. I've seen the effects of those people who, you know, try to defend their home, you know, with the golf club or the baseball bat. Which is, you know, that's sort of a front door sort of a thing.
Sure.
But in the home, you know, you have a landscape. You've got obstacles. You've got pathways. You've got, for the bad guys, you have the mission objective of valuables. And you, as a defender, you got to protect your family. So it's for those people, and there are people who freeze in the moment, who just cannot do physical combat. They get the crap kicked out of them. You know, I've seen it destroy marriages. Like, you know, the wife, it's like, you know, why didn't you protect us? You know, the children, why didn't you protect us? I've seen it destroy families.
That's a great point, and I know our guest can definitely speak to that, because when you freeze, and now correct me if I'm wrong, boys, it's usually due to lack of training and muscle memory. So Amen. This is something that can be remedied.
Amen. Well, they say your mind, your body won't go where your mind hasn't been. And it takes a while to train your mind to react in the time frame necessary to keep yourself safe. And just going out and popping off a few boxes of shells is not proper preparation. You're just not ready. You wasted money, you wasted time, and you developed bad habits. And you don't even know that bad habits are bad because you haven't been trained with the good ones. Get your training, get enough under your belt that you know what you're supposed to be doing, and then when you go to the range, you can reinforce that.
Well, also, I mean, me personally, I'm grew up in a military family. Guns are second nature to me. Ex-military myself, I do have that killer instinct. It wouldn't be anything for me to take a guy out. I mean, I've got males in my family today who have killed people in these situations. It's nothing for us. But there are people out there who just, it's the sanctity of life, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of life. I try to get across these people. It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be a life or death situation. In fact, with a gun, you can guarantee life. There are such things as loaded shells of rock salt. There are such things as rubber bullets. There are such things as gas capsules that explode and you know, with knockout gas. There are lots of non-lethal tools to use along with your firearm.
It's not always worst case scenario, but you need to be prepared for that, I would think.
I've been watching some innovative home defense stuff lately. They've got the fish on the wall that you press a button, it flips over like something out of a super agent movie where there's a gun, and it has these knockout rounds, and you know, it's all sorts of crazy stuff. But yeah, I think that takes off the edge of the idea of having to kill somebody. And if we can just get to at least that point, I mean, this is what I believe our police officers should be using, you know, rubber bullets, things like that. I mean, not every situation calls for a cop to unload his pistol into an unarmed person. So, having rubber bullets, having the stopgap measures is something I think should be implemented on both sides. Whether you're home defense, you're a citizen, or you're a police officer. I know the criminals don't play by the rules, and they
That's why we call them criminals.
yeah, they don't play by the rules, and they'll have their lethal rounds, but that's what we have SWAT teams for. So I think we need to be able to balance things out as a society. How do you feel about that?
I totally agree with you. I wouldn't argue with that at all. It should be considered.
Okay. Yeah. but don't worry, guys. I'm going to hit you guys with the political questions here in the next hour. I just want to get the lay of the land here with Dan, and so that we know where we're going with this.
We're going to be asking him about the Reptoids next hour. In the
U.S. Well, I'm bringing Joe Biden into the picture and his gun control.
You never talk about Joe Biden.
I never talk about Joe Biden.
Well, Yeah, it's. I mean, that's something that we're definitely going to have to talk about in the next hour, because we see, you know, Trump, I mean, actually banned more gun parts than Obama, but maybe we staved off gun control for a little bit, hypothetically, possibly under Trump, but now we're seeing under Biden, he's living up to any of his other promises he was telling all the progressives he was going to deliver on. To sign a series of executive...
Sorry, guys. I'm desperately trying to find the latest video. Now, there's a lot of these Joe Biden gun control stuff. You know, most of them are a month ago. I wish I can get tonight's latest feed. Usually, they're up like within hours on YouTube. You think Joe Biden's administration is slowing that down?
Remember Federal JackTube? They used to upload everything from the mainstream media that was talking about what we were talking about. I'm going to look at that thing right now. It just made me think of that. So give me a second. I'm going to see if I can find that behind the scenes on the break here.
All right. So and we got Dan Sutterfield here, by the way. What's the easiest way for people to contact you to get this membership, by the way?
Well, they can call me directly. I'll answer the phone anytime, night or day, because people could call from all over the world. And people actually do travel to FrontSight from all over the world. They'll vacation to America so they can get some training. That does happen. So call me anytime, night or day. All of my contact information's on the RBN website. I can give it out over the air now if you want. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, please.
Sure. Okay. I've got two phone numbers you can reach me on. One is a old-fashioned landline, and the other's a newfangled smartphone. So the landline is 573-762-2356. And my cell phone is 573-465-2356. And I also have an email. You could email me if you'd like. And that would be Dome Dan. That's DOMEDAN, Dome Dan at hotmail.com. And if you call me anytime, night or day, I'll be more than happy to talk with you. All the necessary information to create an account is on the RBN website. And
okay.
I'm hearing something in the background.
Yeah, that's the music. We are going to commercial break. Stay with us, Dan, and we will come back and get more into the political issues. I hope you're ready for that.
I'll do my best. I'm no analyst.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.